Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Now, normally I operate the panel, and I realise because as the panel operator, we're the person who's in charge of basically telling people when to speak and when we wrap up a conversation, things like that.
Yeah.
And Liam and our mystery guest are probably laughing at me because I keep pointing at Ginny going, Ginny, go on.
And I can't see a thing, yeah. So I'm probably smiling to me there.
Yeah. So, Ginny, what's happening now?
Well, I have a mystery guest lined up for you boys. I want you to guess who he is. Now, he is on TV.
Okay.
He's on Channel 10.
Ooh.
And throughout the rest of the show, he's going to give a couple of clues as to who he could be.
Okay.
And you boys are going to have to guess. I'm going to ask our listener to guess as well. So, good morning, mystery guest.
Good morning, panel.
Oh, it's a boy. Oh. It's a boy.
No, no, I'm a woman.
Why not be a boy?
You can never be too sure.
Yeah, very true.
Something in Melbourne water.
Yes.
Now, you are on television.
Correct.
So, and you're on Channel 10.
Yes.
And you have a few...
I don't know how much I'm allowed to give away.
Well, you're going to give away, a couple of clues along the way.
Okay.
And so, what's the first clue?
First clue of the day is I'm in a locally made drama or soap.
Ooh, it's not NCIS then, is it?
No. I'm
damn.
Not Gibbs.
You're not Gibbs. Or Abby. That would be nice. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, so you're a locally... Okay.
My character name rhymes with Peak.
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 Peak. Teak.
I'm off.
Are you
teak?
A geek?
You're
is he wearing glasses?
Is
maybe he's like
I'm
a bearded.
Lump of wood. Teak.
It's like a forestry show.
I'm very knowledgeable on my wood.
Where everyone plays, yeah, there's Jarrah and there's Pine and there's Teak.
Yeah. Hello, Oak. Right, go for it. So, ads.
Okay.
I know what you're waiting for, ads, anyway.
What, the second idea?
Yeah, the second idea.
I reckon if I can't work it out from your voice, I'll work it out from feeling you.
Yeah.
We'll actually get you guys to feel him.
So,
he's coming up.
Sorry. What about the program? What program? Oh, sorry.
Are we allowed to find that out?
To the program? It's on at 6:30 every weekday.
Well, I'm at home. No, I'm not. Sorry, I'm at work.
It's Carrie Bickmore with the news.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that would have to be Neighbours.
Yes. It's got to be Neighbours. That's
yes.
World-famous soap.
We've got someone from Neighbours in here. How exciting. I guess we can ask questions. How long have you been on Neighbours for?
Oh, it's about 3 or 4 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're old school then.
I'm old school, but I'm only 17.
Oh, there's a clue.
Wow.
There we go. And you remember that when we do the next bit, Adam.
I will.
So
I think 16 is the age of consent.
Funny how you know that.
Okay, so 17. So you've been in there for 3 years?
Yep.
So are you still at school as well? Do you have to do your studies in between performing?
I was up until recently. I'm now a dropout, unfortunately.
Dropout.
Oh.
Hollywood, here you come.
Everyone kind of frowns whenever they hear that.
No, that's good.
Just, you know, trying to do 14 hours a day and then trying to do schoolwork on top of that was pretty impossible.
Is this pretty early for you, like this start?
Not really.
Because Neighbours start, they get up like at 5:30, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Normally start recording at 7, so in studio around 6.
Wow.
And are you there every day, Monday to Friday?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that really is a full-time job.
Yeah.
Give us a quick rundown of like your average day. You get there at whatever, at 5:30?
Well, I'll get in the car, being driven.
Oh, I'll be driven.
Traffic's not good.
Okay.
Get into Nutterwadding. We're shooting Nutterwadding up at Global Studios.
Yep.
Take my clothes off, put my character's clothes on.
So go back.
I slowly take my clothes off. run through to makeup, get some makeup on if I got some pimples, go eat and rest for a couple of minutes and then straight onto studio and start recording.
Okay.
Wow.
So you're on Ramsey Street and you best friends with anybody? Maybe we can ask that question, Ed.
Oh, who am I?
The character, you mean?
Yeah, the character.
My character is best friends with Ringo.
Ringo.
Named after one of the Beatles.
He is.
Bish, you really wanted to meet Ringo, didn't you?
I did, actually.
Now you're just disappointed. You're like, who is he now?
I saw...
That's all right. We'll go through his best friend.
You can go now.
So, Ringo. All right.
So, do you actually... Because obviously you get scripts every day. When do you get to see your script?
We get our scripts 3 weeks in advance.
Okay.
So, we've got 3 weeks to work through them. But we only get to look at them the week before. So, Sunday night's kind of... run through scripts and try and learn everything.
Mm.
How difficult is it? Because you guys are on every day. So it must be so hard, like, even a week before learning a script like that. How difficult is it?
It's kind of hard because you can't really think about anything in the future while you're working at it, because otherwise you get really confused on what's going on. And we also shoot we shoot 2 weeks at the once. We shoot a week behind on location and the next week in studio at the same time.
Very confusing.
Yeah.
And have you been to London recently? Or the UK, I should say.
No.
Oh, okay. We'll get over there. let's stimulate the economy, please.
No rush.
Don't go now. But basically, I was just going to say, we're about 18 months behind.
Hey, this is Jess Malboy, and you're listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
I forgot to put my headphones on.
Well, that's silly, isn't it? Yes, come on, put them on.
You can't see. All right.
Joy 94.9, you're listening to the Hump Day Crew. The reason we're so silly this morning is Earth Hour is on Saturday between 8:30 and 9:30 p.m. where you need to turn all your lights off. And of course, you're going to be in the dark, and so we've got into the spirit of it, haven't we?
We have. So since 7 o'clock this morning, all three of us have been blindfolded.
Very interesting experience.
It has, because as we mentioned earlier, it's difficult not to know who's going to talk next and when to finish.
Exactly, because in radio we rely a lot on hand signals. So whoever wants to speak puts their hand up so we don't talk over each other. So it's been silences today and us talking all over each other.
A little bit.
See?
Yeah.
See, yeah.
Well, okay, we're all talking.
Go on, Ed. So, what's who's with us, though? Because, again, we people keep coming in and out of the studio.
And we have no idea. Now, before we get back to our mystery guest, yes. We have been asking for SMSs on what other people like to do in the dark for their chance to win a Pet Shop Boys album, I believe. Their new one.
The latest one. The new one's just come out. You got the opportunity to win that.
We can't tell you about it because we can't read anything.
No. So, we've got Liam to read out, I believe, and maybe some help from a mystery guest.
Mystery guest is going to read it.
Okay, good stuff. All right, thank you. So what do people like to do in the dark then? Let us know.
I was just waving at you and nothing's going
on. Was you?
Why is he ignoring me?
Who is it anyway? I don't know who you are. So
mystery man.
So what do people like to do in the dark then?
All right, we got one. Hi, Humpers and the Panel Guy. Judging by the way I live my life, I love to do everything in the dark. That would explain the eye makeup on my forehead and the lipstick on my chin. Jenny from South Yarra.
I thought it was one of our Melbourne drag queens. Yeah, I know a few that look like that.
Or someone that I work with, actually, at the moment. Sounds very familiar. And somebody else?
Did you work with your girlfriend? I didn't know that.
Me? Anyway. I was talking about Ginny.
Ginny.
Anyway, go on.
And another one from Peggy in Brunswick. I like to watch movies in the dark.
Mm. Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
What kind of movies?
Specialist ones.
And is that all the SMS? Yep.
Is there any more?
He probably signalled to us, but we just didn't see it.
Your go, and you.
Now, mystery guests, we're giving away clues. Now, clues you gave away before, what you're in a locally made drama. Your character's name rhymes with peak, and that it's on every day, 6:30, Monday to Friday. And so what we're going to do is, just to give everyone else a bit more of a clue, we're going to get Ads or Bish to kind of touch you and describe you. And when I mean touch you, keeping it derated.
Now, we found out that he's 17, so we've got to behave.
Well, I was going to behave anyway, Ads, but I am blindfolded, so anything that does take place, I'm not aware of it.
So, yes. Mystery Man, do you want to come over to Ads
come
over here?
In between.
Where are you, Ads, by the way?
I'm here.
Okay. No, don't click. I can't. Oh, there you go.
Okay. He's there.
He's walking over.
Bish, how long's his hair?
I haven't found his head yet, so where can you bring your head to my hand?
Oh, I found his hair.
There we go. Oh, I've got his hair as well.
Okay, it's probably...
Oh, it's short back and sides. Yeah.
Oh, there's a bit of a fringe there.
Actually, I can feel that it's blonde.
You cannot.
I can. Oh, it's tipped. You've got tips.
You're
a surf dude. I know. Okay, so tell us about his physique, Adam.
Okay. Let's have a look. Ooh.
Stop
you
rippling.
You need to start breathing.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got... I'd say he's probably slim.
Yeah.
There's a bit of pec muscle there.
He's a bit tall. He's coming up for 6 foot.
Yeah, it'd be about
5'10".
About 6 foot, I think.
Nice, yeah.
I'm going to go down here. Now, he's wearing jeans, but I'd say his feet would be about size 10 or 11.
I'm not down there, so I don't know. That. I'm staying up here, mate. But how are we going to guess who it is by the size of his feet?
I think Ads want to use that for something else.
What's that got to do with going down there, Ads?
I'm standing up again.
that doesn't help.
If you think you know who our mystery guest is, text in 0427 JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au.
Get your hands off him now.
I could let go of you now, so I didn't want to fall over.
Now, mystery guest, are you back on your mic? I can't see whether you are.
He's gone back around there.
He's running around.
But we know we've guessed so far where he works and who he works for.
Have you got a couple more clues for us? He's probably just recovering from
being fouled up. I need to sit down, but I can't find the chat. You sit down.
It's like Christmas. what clues were I? Okay, recently, over the break of the show, I disappeared for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Down after a rafting accident.
You're not bouncing,
so
are you?
This is you. This is you, not your character. Or was it you or your character did
that
this?
That was my character.
What your I loved was the taglines. One will be lost.
But then we found him again.
Two will be found and one will be lost.
And then a couple.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was just in the toilet.
Now, one question I had for you as an actor, when you first went to air, you said you've been on air for about 3 or 4 years now. So you would have started when you were, what, 14, 13?
Yep.
How did it feel when you first saw yourself on TV?
It was really weird. I didn't think that my haircut was that bad at the time.
Well, it's not too bad now.
Yeah, we like it.
Yeah, we're great.
Yeah, it was really weird. And the first time I was on, I had a couple of friends over and family friends. It was just really abnormal.
I'd imagine you'd get recognised a lot when you go out and that kind of thing. Does it come with perks? Like, do you get free drinks and that kind of thing?
No, I don't really. I've never really scored anything of it. I know one of the guys nearly scored a Hummer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think I got a T-shirt once.
Well, that's slightly different. There it goes. Two extremes.
It's in the same area of competing, though.
Yeah, maybe I had a picture of a Hummer on
Hummer?
It.
That's nothing. I got a T-shirt.
Beat that.
Why don't you come back and we're going to see if we can work out who our mystery guest is. Yep. You're listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Hey, I'm Keenan.
And we're from Panjo 5. And you're listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. You're listening to the Hump Day Crew. We're the Blind Hump Day Crew. It is Earth Hour this Saturday from 8:30 till 9:30. And so we've been blind from 7 till 9 this morning.
My eyes are getting watery too, and Bish's eyes are getting watery.
Yeah, my eyes are gone all very
you're
funny.
All sensitive.
But my eyeliner's going to run too.
But we had some interesting food earlier, didn't we?
Oh, we did.
With the improv guys.
Yeah, mushroom salad. You got off easily, Ads. You had orange marmalade.
Yeah, you had breakfast what? Thing, and I ended up with curried pickles. That was the spiciest thing on earth, which normally I don't mind, but if you don't know it's going in your mouth, then it was gross.
It's quite a shock to your system.
It was. I gagged a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not the first time.
Yeah.
Now, we have a mystery guest in here.
And from Channel 10, nonetheless.
Channel 10?
We've worked out that he's from Neighbours.
We've found a couple of things about what's been happening in the plot of Neighbours for this character.
Yep.
We know that he's got hair that's in good condition.
Nice hair and nice sized feet.
Wow, there's no product in it. So
there's no product.
I feel bad. I've misled you guys.
Well, no, I'm quite pleased. Otherwise, I have to wash our hands. But, so we know that he's got pig feet, which really gave us a lot of clues there.
Yes.
And we've asked the listener to give us a call in and guess.
Have they guessed who you are?
Has anyone guessed?
Has anyone done that, Liam?
Yes.
Or yourself?
Or mystery guest?
Or mystery guest?
Well, I'll go as Liam. I can bring
it. Mystery guest now has
a
name.
Yes, we've got someone who guessed it from Tanya. She said it's Zeke.
Zeke!
Hello.
Oh, Zeke!
Zeke, a.k.a. Matt Workmeister.
Hello, Zeke.
You know who you are.
Hello, Matt.
Hello, nice to meet you.
What's it like being... Do people keep on calling you Zeke? And do you think of yourself as Zeke now? Because that's what most people know you as?
I try not to.
Yeah.
Do you like your name? Do you like Zeke?
It's different. It's good.
It is, isn't it?
It's different. It's unusual.
But when you were... it's nice. But when you were 13, did you used to get called Zeke the Geek?
I did a lot in high school.
Oh, no. Is that why you left?
No, you dropped out.
It was good because everyone got over it after the first year. So,
that's all right. That,
that
does happen with Bish. Bish is a bit of a weird name as well. But anyway.
Now, Zeke's storyline for you, Matthew Workmeister, is going to be similar to what we've been doing today. Your character's going to take on this kind of mystery DJ role on radio.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that.
Because my character disappeared in the rafting accident and bumped his head and got amnesia.
Sounds like POC.
That happened to Harold Bishop, didn't it? Years ago.
Yeah, I just don't have the chin. That's the only difference. So what happens is he's a bit confused on, you know, who he is, and he's trying to find himself, so he decides to go to a pirate radio station.
Aye.
And under a secretive name, he starts his own talk show.
And Zeke, I've noticed the character's kind of coming out of his shell a lot more. Like, Zeke used to be pretty, not passive, but he used to be such a sweet, sweet kid.
Yeah.
And he always look out for your friends and that kind of thing. I mean, Zeke still has that loyalty, but he's kind of taking a more assertive kind of role. Yeah. What's it been like adjusting to that kind of thing?
I love it. I think it's lots of fun because I'm not really an angry person.
Mm.
My mum would say a bit different. it's fun, you know, trying to play something a little bit different than usual.
As an actor, is it good to evolve in that kind of way?
Absolutely. Instead of doing the same thing for 3 years, you know, getting to mix it up is always fun.
How long do you see yourself being on Neighbours for?
Probably for another year, and then...
A pop album?
Apparently he can dance. We can't see him, but yeah, he can
he's been
dance.
Dancing backflip. For us all morning.
Did you do a backflip? You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
You landed it pretty pretty sweet.
Yeah.
We heard that you landed pretty sweet. Amidst the banging and the crashing and...
Go on, sorry.
No, you go,
sorry.
Bish.
No. I was just...
The beauty of being blind.
Who had the hand up?
I did have my hand up, so I do apologise.
Oh, I'm getting... Ginny, you're touching my leg now.
Sorry.
Okay,
well... So it's good. Thanks, Zeke, for coming along.
Matthew Workmeister on our Neighbours 6:30 Channel 10 every weeknight.
Unless you're wearing a blindfold, then you can't see.
Yeah, at least you've got some...
it's nice to listen to.
It is, and at least you've got some tips on how to not do a radio show blindfolded for when you do your character. So when all the buttons start flashing and stuff, don't panic.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.